ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 20 एंड 21. नमस्तस्मै भगवते नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे य इदं कृपया कस्मै य इदं कृपया कस्मै व्याचक्षे मुमुक्षवे. नमः ओबेसेंसेस तस्मै टू हिम भगवते द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेवाय लॉर्ड वासुदेव साक्षिणे द सुप्रीम विटनेस यह हु इदम दिस कृपया आउट ऑफ मर्सी कस्मै टू ब्रह्मा व्याच चक्षे एक्सप्लेन्ड मुमुक्षवे हु वॉज डिजायरिंग लिबरेशन. ट्रांसलेशन बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudev, the all-pervading witness who mercifully explained this science to Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. Translation, please repeat. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudev, the all-pervading witness, who mercifully explained this science of Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. Text 21. Yogindraya namastasmai shukaya brahmarupine samsara sarpadashtram yo Vishnuratamamumuchat. Translation. I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Shukdev Goswami, the best of mystic sages and a personal manifestation of the Absolute Truth. He saved Maharaj Parikshit, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. Purport. Suta Goswami now offers obeisances to his own spiritual master, Shukdev Goswami. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur clarifies that just as Arjun was placed into material confusion so that Bhagavad Gita might be spoken, so King Parikshit, a pure liberated devotee of the Lord, was cursed to die so that Srimad Bhagavatam might be spoken. Actually, King Parikshit is Vishnu Ratha, eternally under the protection of the Lord. Shukdev Goswami liberated the king from his so-called illusion to exhibit the merciful nature of a pure devotee and the enlightening effect of his association. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinakaranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Pipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are in this last chapter and these last few verses. Only two verses are left and most probably they will be done tomorrow by Keshava Prabhu. So we will be finishing Bhagavatam. So it's tomorrow would be like a great day in history of Melbourne temple in respect of reading, you know, Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, we have been reading successfully every single day, 365 days a year, or 366 if it's a leap year, every day. So it's a very important, like in the whole timeline, it's a very important day. And then again we start on day after from the first verse. So it goes on and on like that. So it's so important, Srimad Bhagavatam, that in Nectar of Devotion, when there are 64 items of bhakti given, so the five are very important. It's called Panchanga Bhakti. So most potent. So one of them is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a bona fide teacher who is also a student under his teacher. Like that. So that's the way to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And very important thing given is, another important anga of bhakti is in sadhu sangha, association of devotees. So Bhagavatam has to be heard in association of devotees. So we can also do our personal reading. When we read Prabhupada's purports or Prabhupada's disciples' purports. That's also good. But still, to further appreciate it, we must read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees. So when Lord Brahma, here it says in the today's verse that Brahma received this knowledge from Lord Vasudeva or Krishna directly. So although he got in a chatur shloki form, four shloki seed verses, so although he received that knowledge, but further in Srimad Bhagavatam it's described, he further came back and studied and meditated on it three times. So like that. So studying these scriptures is very important. Of course we can go in first reading, it's okay, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we go through and read just to get a glimpse of what's there. But then we must come back again and read it thoroughly and study it under the care of a devotee. And Lord Brahma, who is the founder of our sampradaya, he is exhibiting that. He is by his example that how it should be done. So you have to study it again and again. It's not that okay, done, you know. In our material studies, when we study one thing, you know, we are in year one, that's it. When we finish year one, get rid of the books. Then year two, then no, like that. When we finish our uni, that's it, done. But here we have something with us which is so valuable that we can relish it throughout our life and over again. It's very important. So like that, we study it again and again, and each time we study it, we get a new meaning out of it. And that's the difference between academic study and this transcendental spiritual study of these literature like Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says how it's pure, this Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. That's the verse in this chapter, last chapter. It's a spotless Purana. So when you approach it, it's already so relishable. But when we hear from a pure devotee, Shukha Mukhad Amrita Dravya Sanyutam. So when we hear from a devotee, it becomes more relishable. So that's the importance of hearing it in association of devotees. So in third canto, there is a verse which also establishes the fact that we must hear Krishna Katha in association of devotees. And it states that how it gives the process of advancing in Krishna consciousness. So we all want to advance in Krishna consciousness. We don't want to stay at, you know, it's ever increasing. So we must increase our Krishna consciousness. So there in third canto, Kapila Muni, he is giving the process that how you increase, how you advance in your Krishna consciousness. So there he says, Satam prasangam mam virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha taj joshnad ashva apavarg vartamani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati. So when in satam prasangam, when in the association of devotees, we discuss these topics related to Krishna, then what happens? When we hear from our ear, it goes straight to our heart. And then there is purification. And then there is a process, there is a step-by-step process given. Shraddha, Rati, Bhaktir, Anukramishati. So step-by-step what happens? Our faith increases. And then when our faith increases towards Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we are attached to it. We get an attachment. And then pure devotional service further comes. So as we are attached to it, we can't leave Srimad Bhagavatam, read every day, single day. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya means hear and read every single day. Recently Prana Prabhu was here and he's been studying these books from long time. So I also requested him to give some tips how to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And he just said Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. It's not that on the weekend you read Srimad Bhagavatam, or when you know you have to give class, you prepare, you read Srimad Bhagavatam. He said Nitya means every day. You study Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So that's the key. So when we are immersed in reading and studying Srimad Bhagavatam, then pure devotional, we get purified, and then pure devotional service develops. And that's the way how we advance. So day after day we just make it a daily habit, you know. We have so many daily things. We brush our teeth, we breathe, we eat, so like that. So we read Srimad Bhagavatam and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like a daily habit. Like that. So there, by reading, when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, we approach it with little faith, right? We have some faith, okay, this is not just stories, it's something to do with us, to change our life. So when we approach it, so our faith increases. So now, generally, everyone actually, they put their faith in something. So we have to put our faith somewhere, you know. So either we put our faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is being spoken by these great sages, Suta Goswami, Shukdev Goswami, Maitreya Rishi, Lord Brahma, Narada, they are speaking. Lord Krishna himself, they are speaking in Srimad Bhagavatam. Either we put our faith in the words of these personalities, or we have a choice, we can put our faith in the words of atheistic scientists and, you know, modern mundane philosophers. So our quality of life actually depends where we put our faith fully. Our quality of life and our future will depend on that point. So if we put our faith in the atheistic scientists, you know, on the theory of, you know, origin of species, how man came from monkeys, or how the universe came about by Big Bang. If we put faith in such theories and such scientists, So our future is very dark and present is also dark. But if we put our faith in these personalities like Shukdev Goswami, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Brahma, then it's totally different thing. So the difference between these mundane scientists and these conclusions presented by these personalities, these exalted personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, the difference is this knowledge comes in disciplic succession and this is perfect. This knowledge of Vedas and knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes from the perfect source. So that's why it's perfect. It comes dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So Bhagwan Lord Krishna, who is the creator of the whole creation, material and spiritual realm. So from him this knowledge comes. But what about the knowledge coming from the other sources? That's not perfect. Because the people who put forward these theories, they have the four defects which every conditioned living entity has. So with their defective senses, they are illusion. So if someone is illusion, how can he present a perfect theory? And then why should we trust and base our life on such a theory? And all these theories presented by the modern philosophers, theory means there would be some assumptions. Okay, maybe this happened, you know. There will always be maybe like that. We are still finding out. But here, when these great exalted personalities like Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, when they present something, they are sure about it. That yes, this is the fact. They don't say maybe like that. There is actually one verse, so many verses, but one verse in second canto which says, you know, yogi nam rip nirnitam. So Shukdev Goswami is telling Maharaj Parikshit, by these yogis, these great transcendentalists, O king, this has been decided. Nirnitam means firmly decided. So all these things, these facts given in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have been firmly established as a fact by these sages. So they are not maybe, you know, maybe you chant if your luck is good, maybe you'll get Krishna prem. No one says that Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. The Lord Kapiladev says, you hear Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees, your faith will increase, you will get attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, you will get pure devotional service, for sure. They don't say maybe, you know, oh, you are little fallen, you are more fallen, you have taken birth in Kali Yuga, you have done more sins. Maybe if you have good luck, you can get, just try. No, for sure, whoever. So most population of Kali Yuga is unfortunate. But still, this process of devotional service is given to raise us to the platform of Goswamis, like that. From Godasa, we are entrapped, we are servants of the senses. But this process is given. In beginning of Nectar of Instruction, there it says, the aim of these books is actually to raise us to the platform of Goswamis. It's a very exalted, topmost position to become a Goswami. And everyone can become that if we just apply it correctly. So here in this verse we see, we offer our obeisances to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudev, the all-pervading witness. So, this knowledge, as we said, it comes in disciplic succession. And it's the source of the knowledge is the all-pervading witness. So that's very important to know that the person who is giving this knowledge, he witnesses everything. He knows everything, all pervasive. He is present everywhere. Right? So Krishna is present in each atom. When he expands as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he is present within everyone's heart. He's everywhere. In Bhagavad Gita it says, you know, his hands, legs and eyes, they are everywhere. He's all pervasive. So such a person who has so much experience, when he gives some knowledge, means we must have put our faith on that. So in Bhagavad Gita there's two roles given, that what is the role as a, when we come from this, when we fall down from the spiritual world, Krishna is so merciful, he comes with us in the form of Paramatma or Super Soul. And what does he do in that role as Paramatma within our heart? What is his role? Updrashta Anumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatmeti Chapyukta Dehesmin Purushavara. So in each and everyone's heart there is this Super Soul, and what is he doing? He has these two roles. He is witnessing everything, he is a witness and he is a permitter. So whatever desire we have, whatever we want to achieve, unless the Super Soul permits, it cannot have it. Even a thief, you know, if he wants to steal something, unless Super Soul permits it, he cannot. But he cannot say, you know, in the court that, well, now you get this, you know, you get 5 years of jail. He said, no, Super Soul permitted, you catch him. He can't say. Because he persisted, Super Soul advises you. He is like a witness and he is the advisor, though, don't do it. But if you persist, then he allows, okay, at your own risk you do it. At your own risk, you would suffer. The same way, you know, you can advise a child, okay, don't put your hand in the fire. But if he persists, okay, put at your own risk, you would suffer like that. So we must learn from that suffering. And you know, the Super Soul is present with us. He is always guiding us. So this process of bhakti is just to become Krishna consciousness, means to become conscious that there is a person who is there with us all the time as our personal guide. So now we just have to develop our skill to hear to that person. He's all the time giving us guidance, all the time. Within our heart he is giving us guidance. So now we have to become competent enough to listen to his guidance and then follow it like that. So that's the process of this chanting and hearing process. So when we give this rapt attention, so these instructions which are coming in Srimad Bhagavatam class, these are straight from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So if we give just our attention, then actually, you know, so this is a good question that, oh, you know, Super Soul is there, but he doesn't speak to me. He just, maybe I'm unfortunate, he doesn't speak to me. He's giving, showering his mercy to others. No, he's all the time giving his instructions. We just have to give our attention like that. And then further, how we can develop this skill to listen to our Super Soul or these instructions which are always there. How, example is how Brahma did it. So Brahma, so Lord Vasudeva explained this science to Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. So that's the way to do it. So we must be anxious to hear these instructions. We must develop that anxiety. Oh, I want to know what Krishna wants me to do in my life. Which service, how can I serve Krishna? So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's what the translation is. We generally don't think it that way, we just tend to do it mechanically. But if we see the translation, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So that's the, all the time we must have that meditation, okay, how does Krishna want me to engage today or now, like that. So then, if we are anxious to hear that, then Krishna reveals himself and he speaks, and then we can hear him very clearly. And there is a very famous verse that there is only one price you can pray for this commodity called pure Krishna praying. So there is, to get this pure devotional service, you must pay some price, and there is only one price. And what's the price? Tatra loyam api mulyam ekalam. This loyam, the greed, this anxiety to achieve the love of Krishna. That's the only price. There is no other way to get. So once we, as soon as we become anxious or greedy to get Krishna's mercy, so then we act in a very submissive way as a servant. And when we have that mood, then Krishna would definitely bestow his mercy. So there is one example of King Prataparudra, who was present when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, and he was the king of Orissa. So he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he approached one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he requested him that please arrange an interview, a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, okay. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the king wants to see you. So when can he come? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, externally at least, he was very upset. He said, oh, this king is just, is a materialist, Vishayi. He's, surrounded by his kingdom, palace and wealth and so many things. I am a sannyasi. I can't associate with such a person. And then he was so upset, he said, if you ask me again, I would just leave Jagannath Puri. He said, don't even ask me this. I can't even hear this thing, that the thought to meet such a person, what to actually meet him. But the king, actually, he was pure devotee. So he had so much anxiety, so much greed to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And further, many times, then he somehow, devotees would approach and ask, and all the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would refuse. And all the other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramanandra, everyone wanted that somehow or the other we must make this meeting possible. So that's actually the mood of a devotee. When he sees there is another devotee, that he is very sincere, so they want to push him forward. Not that, we want to associate with Krishna or other advanced devotees and you are not qualified yet. No, if a devotee is very sincere, so we must push him forward to meet other advanced devotees and Krishna himself. So like that, so this was exemplified by all these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't agree at all. And then further, Maharaj Prataparudra, his anxiety became so high that he said, tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I would leave my kingdom and I'll become a mendicant if he doesn't meet me. And he like that. So then they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then further, but finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew, because he is God himself, Krishna himself, so he knew that how pure he was. Then further, he could meet during Rath Yatra. Then he had a meeting with Maharaj Prataparudra. Then he got a chance to serve him directly like that. So the only quality Maharaj, the only qualification he had, that he had the right money to pay the price for pure devotion. His anxiety, his greed to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve him was great. So if we have that greed to know about Krishna, to follow his instructions, then there's all the way there. So in the beginning we follow all the rules and regulations forcibly, that okay, these rules are there, okay, we follow. So that's the Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. But by doing that, we reach to the level of Raganuga or spontaneous bhakti, in which then it becomes very easy. Then we don't have to force ourselves. And the example is given like, the river flows towards the ocean. So then when the river goes, is flowing downstream, then it doesn't matter what obstacles are coming. If there's a big rock, it would just make its way. around it. You know, so it doesn't matter what obstacle comes. So at the moment, if we feel, oh, this thing is stopping my bhakti, this devotee is stopping my bhakti, or this at the moment I can't do bhakti. So that's because we are in initial phase of Vedi sadhana bhakti. But somehow or the other, we must do it. Must, like a morning program is there, oh, I have this thing, so I can't attend this part of the program and this. But somehow or the other, if we do it, then we reach to the platform of spontaneous devotional service, then there won't be any obstacle. It would be flowing. It would be like piece of cake. Oh, that's okay. It can be done. Whatever comes, we can see it directly as reciprocation of Krishna. Then further here it says about this whole narration that took place between Shukdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. So here it says Shukdev Goswami actually saved Maharaj Parikshit, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. So this is a very interesting statement, because in the end, if we see, the snake bird came and bit Parikshit Maharaj and he died. So, and here he says, Shukdev Goswami saved. So that's the contradictory statement. But actual meaning here is, it says, the whole illusion that Maharaj Parikshit exhibited was just a plan of the Lord, so that the Srimad Bhagavatam was to be spoken. So Maharaj Parikshit was bitten by the snake of material existence. So that illusion, so this is for us to understand that this illusion that we are in is like the biting of a snake. So you know, when someone is bitten by a snake, it said he doesn't just die straight away. He just enters, it's given in Nectar of Devotion that when a snake bites someone, he or she gets unconscious first in a comatose state and then dies. So, but in that there is a method how to revive that unconscious person and how to counteract the poison. So the two methods are given there, that if someone is bitten by a snake, there are some herbs, special herbs you apply by smelling those herbs, and by chanting some mantras you can actually revive that person and counteract the poison. So the same way, this material existence is like the snake, and we all are like bitten by that snake. So this, in Nectar of Devotion, it gives the herbs and the mantra has to be applied. So what are the herbs that we have to smell? They are the incense and flowers offered to Lord. So if we smell that, that poison of that material, the snake of material existence, that would be counteracted. And what is the mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So like that. So if we apply this simple process, so we can come out of that comatose state and we can come to our original position. We will be liberated. So here also it's given that when Brahma desired salvation or liberation. And sometimes we hear, oh, we don't want to be liberated in the, you know, Brahman. We don't want to lose our identity. But here the actual meaning of liberation is not to merge in the Brahman. But it means that to realize our true position. In the second canto, the last chapter, last chapter of 12th canto is the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the title of last chapter of second canto is also very interesting. It says, Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. So if we have any questions, Bhagavatam is actually the answer. So that's the title. So there, this very important verse is given, which tells us what is real liberation. So it says, Nirodha Shyanusayanam Atmana sa shakti bi muktir hitvanyatha rupam swarupena vyavastiti. So what is real mukti or liberation? Is swarupena vyavastiti. When we understand what's our real position, that is real liberation. When we understand, oh, we are the spirit soul, a servant of Krishna, and we have to serve Krishna eternally. So that is real liberation. So by understanding that, even while we are here, we can be liberated. If we, and all the time, if we engage our words, our thoughts, our actions in service of Krishna, then we are considered to be liberated, even when we are here in this material world. So in 10th canto, we have that famous verse, Samashitaye Padapallapravam, Mahatpadam Punya Yesho Murare, Bhavam Budir Vats Padam Param Padam, Padam Padam Yad Vipadam Natesham. That this, you may be in this material world, which is like an ocean, this ocean of material existence. But for devotees who are always engaging their words, thoughts and actions in service of Krishna, this ocean becomes like water in the calf's hoofprint, very little water. So to cross that ocean, you just have to step over it. You don't need a big ship or any other things. So for devotees, this material existence doesn't matter much because they are not identifying with the body. So by this practice, by bringing our words, actions and thoughts in line with Krishna consciousness, that how to serve Krishna all the time, then the material problems or sufferings or even enjoyment, it won't bother us. So at the time of death, antkale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevram. So when death comes, the devotee is not identifying with the body. He's immersed in the thoughts of Krishna. So he knows whatever is happening to the body. It's not happening to me, who is the spirit soul. So he's already liberated. Another example is given like a coconut. Coconut, when it becomes dry, you know, when it's a ripe coconut, it has a hard shell. So initially that the part with that, the white part which we can eat, is attached to the shell. But as time passes, it actually detaches itself from the shell. And if you just shake it, you can hear, oh, it's separated. So that's what happens with a devotee. That although the soul is within the body, but it's not attached to the bodily conception of life. It's like that coconut. So when the shell breaks, that's the inner part is separate. So the same way when the death comes for a devotee, he doesn't identify with the body. So that's why here it says, Shukdev Goswami saved Parikshit Maharaj, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. So he was saved. He was he did not even feel anything. He was merged in the thoughts of Krishna. Like that. So here it's very important to hear this, keep hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam every single day, hearing and reading as much as possible, as much as our schedule permits. Then we won't be actually affected by anything material. Another important thing given in second canto, I think there it says, by each single setting and rising and setting of sun, it's like it's stealing us of our life. So each second one is dying, going closer to death. Except for those who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, who are hearing glories, except for those. For other people, rising and setting of sun, it's stealing their life. But those who are hearing about Krishna constantly, daily, Nityam Bhagavat Sevya, for them it doesn't matter. There is a nice story about how one sadhu, he went to a village and he met different types of people and he gave them different advices. So first he met a prince. You must have heard a very common story. To the prince he said, you must not die. You keep living. Then he met a yogi, who was doing penances and austerities. To him he said, you must die very quickly. Then he met a butcher. Then he said, it doesn't matter if you live or die. And then he met a devotee. To him also he said something like that. It doesn't matter if you live or die. So in the first case it was like the prince, he had so much pious credits from past lives, he was enjoying. He was doing all sorts of enjoyment. He had money and everything, whole kingdom. And he was enjoying his wealth. He was doing lots of sinful activities. Intoxication and everything. Gambling. So he said that you keep living, because he advised him, because as soon as you die, you will get the sinful reactions. Because you are doing sin. And to the ascetic, to the person who was doing all sorts of austerities, he said, you must die soon because you are doing these tough, very hard penances now, but you are reaping the pious credits. As soon as you die, you will achieve good destination. To the butcher, he said, it doesn't matter because already you are in hell. You know, that atmosphere that a butcher is in, killing animals and blood everywhere, it's like a hell. And when you die, you go to hell. So it doesn't matter, you know. But for a devotee, as it says, one who is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it doesn't matter. He is serving Krishna now. When he leaves the body, he continues his service. It doesn't matter. So if we bring our life in line with Krishna consciousness, we are in a safe position, very safe position. And we were hearing a Prabhupada's lecture in which Prabhupada was saying, if you are not a devotee, even if you are a good person, you don't want to do bad to others, you will be forced to do it. Because you will be forced to commit sins. Because you would be walking, you will be stepping over so many living entities. Although you are a good person, but if you are not a devotee, so it doesn't matter. Harava bhakta se kuto madguna. If you are not a devotee, any good quality, it doesn't mean anything. So like that. But if one is a devotee, then it doesn't matter. He can just keep doing his service. It doesn't. That's the means. That's the end. He doesn't want to achieve something. That he is very satisfied. And only a devotee can be satisfied. No one else can be satisfied. Krishna bhakta nishkam atev shanta. Krishna bhakta, he doesn't have any desire except from serving Krishna. That's why he is peaceful. Like that. So we can also achieve that level of peacefulness and love for Krishna if we just give our attention to Srimad Bhagavatam daily. So I would like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, Prabhu.
How do you increase the greed?
To increase that, we must associate with those who have that greed. So, whatever association we have, that's how we become. So it rubs off to us. So those who are greedy, those who are with their momentum, it just rubs off, and we also get those qualities.
Bhagavatam says, you have to smear the dust of the pure devotee all over your body so that you become so pure. If we serve the spiritual master, Gaurava spiritual master, that is one of the ways to get deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes, please.
Since Kumar cares for Guru Bhakti's Bhagavatam and Krishna's Raisa, let's start Bhagavatam again in Akadashi.
Oh, okay, that's good.
What is it?
He's just commenting that tomorrow, most probably, Bhagavatam would be finished, and Wednesday is Ekadashi, so we'll start Bhagavatam on that.
Ekadashi and Wednesday? Yes.
You mentioned that persons can stop your bhakti. How does that happen?
Who? Sorry?
Your bhakti can be stopped by other people. How can that happen?
Mataji is saying I sounded like that. I said that someone can stop your bhakti.
A person
can stop your bhakti. But what I meant was, initially when someone is in Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, he or she may feel that someone is stopping my bhakti. But actually pure bhakti is apratihata. Nothing can stop bhakti. So, but initial phases we feel that, oh, this person is stopping me to So, but actually, the thing is, we have these material motivations which are behind in our subconsciousness, and if some authority says that, oh, you do this, so it comes in our way, so we thought, oh, we think that, oh, it's stopping our bhakti, but actually it's not that. No one can stop bhakti if you won't.
So the difficulty is that can stop one's devotional service comes from within oneself rather than an external situation?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Anything else?
You already said bhakti cannot be like a river. You can't stop the river to go to the ocean.
Yeah, in the spontaneous phase, when the raganuga phase, but initial phases, there are so many obstacles and we feel this is stopping us, this is stopping us. So that's it's natural in the beginning phase. It's not it.
Can you imagine how
the superstar
Krishna heart is witness and witnesses
and permitted?
Yeah. So in Bhagavatam, we have so many of the descriptions of the super soul in our heart, how he's beautiful, and Srila Prabhupada advises us in purport to meditate, the devotee always should meditate on that beautiful form. What is your realization that, about this the personal application practice? How do you
Mataji is saying there is in Srimad Bhagavatam there is description of the form and beauty of super soul present in heart. So what, how can we see that? How should we apply it in our life? So in second canto actually there is description of super soul, that how he has beautiful, he has four arms and garland and beautiful yellow garments and four symbols are there. So that's the super soul, but for us, we are, for us, super soul is one of the expansion of Krishna. So when, so how we apply is we take darshan of Radha Vallabh. So when we take darshan of Krishna in this two-handed form, we understand that, oh, Paramatma is just one of the expansion. So that's like a practical application, and Brahman and Paramatma, these are further expansions, but the original personality of Godhead is Krishna himself. So when we meditate and we take darshan of Krishna every day, so that includes darshan of Paramatma, includes darshan of everything, because Krishna is everything in his two-armed form. So that would be my answer. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.